Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Hey, hey, hey. What's up? Thank you for checking out Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the creator of this podcast. I am the mom of the girls. And this is going to be the last episode of 2024. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. I appreciate the effort that you've been putting in. It's very refreshing to create something that people want to listen to, let alone watch other people create things that I like listening to. And that's what I'm going to highlight today. So this episode is a Cozy Womb Best 2024 15 countdown of shows I enjoyed this year, a show that I've done that I enjoy doing, and just giving people shows to check out, creators to check out. And if you don't know the show, take the time and listen to a few episodes because there's some great people out here creating great content. So coming in at number 15, I have Should Kids Do Chores? And that's from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood podcast. I think that's a great episode because a lot of parents wonder, like, are they going to be that parent that makes their kids do chores? What does that do for their kids' character? Does it really matter? So I think that's a great episode to listen to. Coming in at number 14, Parenting Through Fear. And that's from the podcast, The Mama's Den. I think that's a great episode because a lot of parents do raise their kids through the fears of how they grew up. Some parents grew up where they had a super strict parent, and so they're super lenient. And when it comes to kids, you cannot be more on either side. You can't be super lenient, super fun all the time, because then your kids won't know any boundaries. And you can't be super strict all the time, because then your kids will be afraid to have a personality and be themselves around other people. So I think raising kids is all about balance, but that's a great episode to take a listen to or watch. And it's from The Mama's Den, Parenting Through Fear is the episode. Coming in at number 13, we have Talking Men's Mental Health with a Therapist, and that's from the podcast Dads Who Try. They have some great episodes, not a lot of episodes this year, but when they did drop episodes, it was pretty good, so you might want to check that podcast out. Coming in at number 12 is my episode, Healthy Homes versus Single Parent Chaos. That's from Cozy Womb Podcast. And I think that was a great one because people have this idea that all they need is the setup of a healthy home and they'll have a healthy home. But in reality, that's not always the case. Having a healthy home is so much more than what it looks like, what you have, and how much money you have. It's really about how much effort you want to put in to make sure something is healthy. Coming in at number 11, I have the Original Vibes, episode 332 by Baylor from BTG for President. And he was just talking about a lot of sibling talk. And I think for a lot of people, they tend to love a bit harder or hold on to a lot more relationships when they are a single kid and they don't have siblings, versus people who have siblings who learn very quickly how to maneuver through different relationships and personalities of people. So that was a great episode Baylor did on that one. Part of my pod fam. Coming in at number 10, we have Focus, episode 240 by Too Much Game podcast. Now, let me just say this. Ant has been dropping episodes all year. Whether it's motivating, whether it's pushing, whether it's self-checking, or whether it's to remind you that you got work to do, or you could be doing better, or you just need to be grateful by what you have, or just checking people. And I think a lot of times the way people want to hear a message come across blocks them from hearing a message. And I know the way that he might provide a message might be like, oh my gosh, the way he said it, you know what I'm saying? But it's really stop focusing on the way he said something and listen to what he's trying to say. And a lot of times when he drops episodes, I'm just like, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you got a point. Or that is something to think about. And it's always putting you in a place of self-reflection or reflection of the people around you that you need to either get from around you or focus in on. So I appreciate all his shows that he dropped this year. Just another year of just dropping good content. Then we have number 9 from Talk is Talk podcast, Kalia Calls. That was such a great episode for parents to listen to because it was talking about kids at school bullying a girl that was very, you know, depressed and she couldn't handle it anymore. And unfortunately, she tried to hang herself in her bedroom, and her mom and her dad were home when this happened. And just the process of what the mom went through with the school, the process of what the mom was going through in media, and it's just like, it really makes you want to focus in on when your kids are having problems at school and how you show up as a parent and what your boundaries should be. And when do you know, like, as a parent, okay, the bullying is at an extent where it's really affecting my kid. It's time for me to take my kid out to school, or it's time for me to do something very drastic. Like when it comes to bullying with these new kids out here, because bullying has always been a thing, to be honest. Even when I was going to school, bullying was a thing. But it's really about knowing your kid, knowing when they're able to handle what they're dealing with, and knowing when to pull them out of a school. You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, a lot of people live places where they may feel like they don't have any other option and their kid has to go somewhere, or academically, they feel like this is where their kid is supposed to be. But for me, I don't care what it is. It's really about the well-being of my children, period. Right? And if it gets to a point where I need to move to make sure my kid could be somewhere safe and get their education, I'm going to do that. That was a great episode from Talk is Talk podcast. Coming in at number 8, Why I'm a Better Uncle Than My Uncles, from Larry Hilton for the Couch Session, another PodFam fam, okay? That was a great episode where he was just talking about how he deals with his family, you know, since his parents are deceased, and how they don't show up like they should, and how he just makes an extra effort to go see his nieces and nephews, to go check on his people, and how a lot of uncles and a lot of family is not familying how they should. And it's really a reflective episode that I think people should check out. Coming in at number 7, we have Stand on Your Word by Off the Wall podcast. He has been dropping some great content, some great topics to think through. So if you want to give that episode a listen, I think you should. He also had another episode that he did recently about checking on your kids that I think was really good. So check that out. That's Off the Wall podcast. Coming in at number 6, we have episode 102. Would you pay $750 to get your 6-year-old daughter's hair done? And that's coming from More Than a Dad podcast. It's more than just that topic on that episode, but it's really reflective of what's going on with parents today and the extent that they go with their kids and what they will be willing to pay, willing to buy when it comes to children. And it's very interesting to get different people's perspectives on that. Coming in at number five, we have Dear Fathers Podcast, where Pusha T was talking about being a dad and how he's enjoying fatherhood. And I think a lot of men want to talk about fatherhood and their experience, but they don't get the spaces to. So the reason why I like Dear Fathers Podcast is because it gives men that space and that highlights people who you wouldn't think would enjoy or talk about fatherhood a lot. So that's a great episode to check out. Coming in at number four, we have Parents Get Your Affairs in Order by Taroy from the Baby Daddy Chronicles, which is a great podcast. He thinks through his topics a lot. Even though he's not a biological dad, he talks to dads. He talks about things that he would worry about as a dad. And I think that's very important for men who are not fathers yet, who are thinking about becoming fathers, to really think through the things that you would deal with or the things that you would put on your plate before you become fathers, because then that might change your mindset on when you think you're ready to be a father. Can you handle what fatherhood will require of you as a man and mostly as a Black man in society? Would you carry out fatherhood differently for your daughter versus your son now that you know a bit more detail about certain things? So it's a great pod to listen to. Coming in at number three, we have A Tired Mom, episode 71 by Maui on self-care and chill with Maui. It's a great podcast. She has great topics. She's talking to you directly. Another great 215 Philadelphia native up in here on a mic. She has great poetry, so please check out her podcast. Coming in at number two, we have Creating Dope Humans Podcast, A Father's Perspective. And their podcast is called Just My Baby Daddy's Pod. To me, I would like to see them do more episodes, but I think this episode, on Creating Dope Humans, a Father's Perspective, is really good because, again, like I said, a lot of dads don't get to talk about their experiences in fatherhood without judgment, without people talking over them, or without people telling them, no, that didn't happen. Like, let men speak. Let men speak about what it's like, you know, trying to be a partner to a pregnant woman. Let men speak about what it's like to have the pressure that's put on you as a new father and not knowing how to show up. Because if we don't let men speak on that, we're going to make men feel like they don't have to be a part of that. And so I think it's just very important for them to have that space. Coming in at number one, It's Not Too Late to Be Happy from the Black Mother Wound Podcast. So this is a new podcast that I'm listening to for me. I don't know when this podcast dropped, but I am actively listening to it. But I think this episode right here affects a lot of people because a lot of fathers are wondering when will they be happy in fatherhood because of the demands that's on them. And a lot of mothers are mothering without being happy. They're always wondering how they're going to do the next week. They're always wondering how they're going to get through next month. And it's kind of like they feel like they can't catch their breath in parenting. And a lot of parents are parenting like that right now, especially with prices of things being higher, the demand of what kids want being more money, not being able to be everywhere at once, where your kid wants to do this after school, but there's nobody to pick your kid up so they can't go to an event. Or your kid wants to play sports, but when your kid wants to play sports, you don't have anybody to be there to really support them in that because you can't take off of work. And just like all of this demand is on parents on having a well-rounded kid. But in order to have a well-rounded kid, the behind scenes is like, okay, who's going to do the work so you can make the finances to support a kid being in sports or being in all these activities or having to deal with a kid being sick or having to deal with, you know, you being sick or you being injured and not be able to work. How would your family make money, you know, and pay bills and just survive? And a lot of people don't think about that. A lot of people have this illusion that, oh, yeah, I'm a parent. I'm just going to go to work. They're going to go to school and everything's going to be simple. But life is not like that. You need certain things in place. You need a savings account. You need emergency money. You need a village of people that you can depend on when you can't do everything. You need to be able to ask for help. You need to be honest with yourself about what you can handle on your plate. You need to be aware of what's going on in your household with your children, not just one of them. Not just through assumption, not just through the fact that they have somewhere clean to live, food in the kitchen, they have clean clothes, they go to school. You need to know what's really going on with your kids. And you need to make sure you know what's going on with yourself in order to be there to support your kids. And so being a parent and worrying about, okay, when am I going to get happy in this? When am I going to feel like I can relax or I can breathe or I can actually enjoy my kids being in the home and not worried about, can I keep the home? And a lot of parents are living like that right now. So all of these podcasts, I feel like did a great job this year. They have excellent episodes that people can listen to. And I just personally wanted to take time out to highlight them and share them. So if you heard any podcasts in this list of 15 creators that I talked about, please check them out. A lot of podcasters who talk about parenting things don't get the support that other podcasters do because a lot of people want to talk about celebrity gossip. A lot of people want to talk about mainstream entertainment stuff. But the reality is parents are taking the time out to have something to say on a mic about experiences other people are going to experience. And sometimes to save you the trouble or to save you the hassle of not knowing what to expect, all you have to do is click play on a lot of these shows. Thank you so much for checking out Cozy Womb Podcast this year. Parenting for me this year wasn't impossible, but it was hard. It's something you learn how to balance better each day, and it takes a daily effort. What I couldn't control, I didn't stress about this year, and I'm happy about that for myself. And what I needed, I made sure, God made sure I had. So it just takes a lot of faith and a lot of courage in yourself and a lot of self-motivation to keep it moving. You know, everything that I wanted to do, I didn't get to do, but I don't feel horrible about it. Everything I wanted to give, I didn't get to give, but I don't feel horrible about it. But I had to be really honest with myself about me being one person, the expectation that I had on what I would be able to do didn't always work. And I'm pivoting, you know what I'm saying? I'm pivoting through what I need to do. And so a lot of parents are doing that. So just do your best. I love my kids. I appreciate all the listeners I had this year. I appreciate all the emails I got this year from creators. Thank you to Table Topics for collaborating with me to do the Table Topics cards. Again, if you're looking for great conversation starters, please check out tabletopics.com to get cards, whether it's for teens, whether it's for smaller kids, you know, guests you have at your house, relationships. They have cards for engaging conversation, for all of that. You can use my code in all caps, ShambiPodden, to get 20% off. I appreciate everybody. I just want you guys to have a great Christmas, a great New Year's, and just really think positively about what you want this year. Plan out your trips, plan out your days off. Men, take time off for yourself. Women, take time off for yourself. Even if it's a few hours before the kids get home and you start that, you know, take that time out for yourself. Every little bit helps. You are not a machine. You are a human being. It might not always get done in the day that you want to get it done, but it will get done. Keep yourself prayed up. Keep yourself prayed up. Put in the effort. I don't feel like God rewards people who do not do the work for themselves. But if I feel like if you're doing your best effort and you're doing the work and you're doing extra on the side, he will reward you with the opportunity to do what needs to be done. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? You can find me at shammypotten.com. I appreciate you guys so much. I will be updating the website with new merch, new things that are coming, a new Thick Grits and Pods newsletter of what's coming for January. Thank you so much again for another great year. I've been doing this pod since 2018 because I enjoy it, because I like giving people what I've learned, what I think will help other people. And just thank you to people keeping it authentic. Peace.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.